Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. Time now for Why It Matters. And this could potentially be quite an educational conversation. You see, when you want to effectively capture the attention of consumers in today's digital ecosystem, it's pretty obvious that it's not easy. I mean, that's why today we're putting the focus on programmatic advertising. Now, there are millions of websites, applications, digital properties that are being viewed across a variety of channels. I mean, all day, every day, right? Standard. Having to use separate platforms to advertise on different channels and having to select the best places to put your advertisements in the digital world, that's not easy, and it's getting harder and harder. Now, this automation makes transactions efficient and more effective, streamlines the process, and consolidates your digital advertising efforts in one technology platform. And now, Asia Pacific is one of the fastest growing programmatic advertising marketplaces with 2x growth predicted over the next 5 years. Now, even if this particular side of the industry is still fairly young in this region, it has grown to become the second largest programmatic region in the world. It represents $13 billion, or about 30% of global spend. So what exactly is programmatic ads? What does the future hold for this region where programmatic ads is concerned? We'll find out more from Josh Quek, who is Managing Director of Zaxis Singapore. Josh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. I'm good. How are you?
I am good, sir. And I mean, sounds like it could be potentially quite technical, but hey, I mean, I guess it is the future. Before we get into the whole bit on programmatic advertising, tell us more about your company, Zaxis.
So basically, we only do programmatic. We are, I would say, the leading programmatic company globally. It's a global company. We have been around for about 10 years now, and we are here to deliver meaningful outcomes for advertisers using programmatic.
Okay. Any chance you could share with us, like, maybe your client list? How are you helping big brands, perhaps, in this space?
Right. So we actually work with quite a big range of advertisers, from airlines to schools.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, take airline, for example, helping them. Well, we're in a very strange time right now, but I guess before, you know, when we run any campaigns for our airline clients, then it's about trying to help them sell flights. So that's what we do.
Right, right. So the very little I understand about programmatic advertising is it's automated buying and selling of online advertising. Step one, could you expand on that for us a bit?
Sure. So I think in the past, what we would do when we want to place an ad, we would have to speak with a publisher, sign IO, and then, you know, send them our creative, and they'll run it from whatever date to whatever date, right?
Okay.
All of this now, like all these manual elements, can now all be done using a single platform, as you mentioned earlier. So yeah.
Okay. So obviously, you know, this is something that's really growing in this part of the world. You mentioned like airlines being one of your clients. I mean, if you could highlight a little bit, who exactly would be interested in using, what kind of company, what kind of business would be interested in using programmatic ads?
Do you know what? I mean, if you're into advertising, if you're looking to run a campaign, then any brand can do so, whether it's about driving, like if you're a new company and you're trying to create awareness, launch your brand in market, you can use programmatic. If you're looking to recruit students, for example, or if you're trying to generate leads, or you're trying to sell tickets, you can all do that via programmatic as well.
Okay. But what are the odds that programmatic ads can go wrong, in the sense that you don't know where the ad lands up? Maybe you're trying to do a recruitment drive and the ad lands up on a dating website, for example.
Right. So the way programmatic works is, instead of traditionally what we would do, and this is obviously many years ago, right?
Okay.
We would go, okay, I'm an airline, so what I want to do is I want to place my ads on very relevant website or say sections of the travel sections of Straits Times, for example.
Okay, okay.
But today what we do is, instead of doing that, because there's so many websites and your customers, they're everywhere, So instead, what we do is we identify people who we think are going to be interested in your ad and basically deliver that ad anywhere. Well, I wouldn't say anywhere or everywhere, but, you know, we'll kind of follow them and deliver them that ad when we find them. Having said that, there are a lot of like brand safety in place to make sure that if a client goes, oh, I don't want to be seen on certain type of sites, for example, or certain types of article events, certain types of content, right? So take, for example, a Straits Time, and there is an article about maybe an accident, car accident, right? And if you're an auto brand, you probably don't want to be right next to it. So it's not just about what type of website you want to be or not be on. It's also, we're able to also block certain type of content that you know, a brand may not want to be on.
That sounds definitely the AI at work, I suppose. a little bit more about, I'm quite fascinated with the technology involved here. Okay, obviously AI, but I understand that machine learning is also involved in programmatic buying.
Yeah, so we kind of use AI and machine learning, sort of interuse them, right, when we speak. Essentially, we're talking about the same thing. At Zaxxas, we sort of just call them like AI and machine learning.
Okay.
Right, so sort of the same thing. So, you know, we are basically in a very connected and digital world today, right?
Sure,
and there is so much, and there is so much data that is being produced. And I guess with this much of data, we are no longer able to process this data on our own. And this is why we need AI and machine learning to help us do that now.
Josh, I'm glad you brought up the whole issue of data, right? Because very soon we're going to live in a world where third-party cookies don't exist, thanks to Google. Does this help mitigate this potential problem? And I'm going to eventually evolve this conversation to, if let's say I'm a business, how do I start getting involved in programmatic advertising? But first, the part about the third-party cookies.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, this is something that we've known for a while now.
Okay.
And, you know, as an industry, right, we are all working together to basically look at how we can basically still do what we do today, essentially reaching the right audiences very effective manner without the use of cookie, right? And yeah, there are different ways to do it. But to be very honest, I think that is still a work in progress. One of the things that we are actually doing today is looking at how we can enhance our contextual targeting capabilities, right? So with that, you don't actually need cookies.
So that makes a difference.
Basically having technology crawling through articles and understanding each of these articles, like very, like specifically what type of content they are, what topic is this article about, right? And then place your ad to make sure that it's in a very relevant environment.
Okay, I see where the machine learning comes into play. So I'm a new business. Let's say, for example, I obviously need to get on board the bandwagon, advertise for the future. Where do I start where programmatic advertising is concerned?
Where do you start? Oh, good question. So any digital advertising, so you need to make sure that you have a good online property, whether So whether it's your website, whether it's your social media platform, you need to make sure that you have a very engaging environment, like digital environment for users to engage with your brand. Because, I mean, there's no point running a digital campaign, driving users to your website, for example, and there's nothing there, right? So I would say that would be the very first step.
Right. Fantastic. Would you say that this form of advertising, programmatic advertising, would you say that COVID-19 has had no effect on it because it's perhaps more targeted and it's a better way considering that people are spending more time online, they're not going out as much? Has the pandemic caused a slowdown in programmatic ads?
It actually sort of did the opposite. So with lockdown, we observe a shift in consumer habit. An article by the World Advertising Research Center says COVID-19 has caused digital consumption to rise by about 30%, over 30%, and forming new and lasting consumer habits. We saw more digital consumption, less footfall to physical stores. Consumers are spending more on online shopping platforms with no sign of slowing down. And I'm sure this is something that many of us can agree with, right? Brands, they actually need to discover where these shifts in channels are happening and move their media investment towards that. They should also rethink their content production to create more engaging ad experience to stand out from the crowd. So to your question, many businesses had to accelerate their business transformation to ensure they kept pace as their customers went digital.
Right.
So this is actually really good for programmatic or just digital advertising in general, as the trajectory of digital transformation means.
Okay.
Marketers are now more willing to explore, you know, new programmatic channels.
Right. Now, I'm with you on this one. Though we did find that Reddit has raked in $100 million US dollars ad revenue as it moves away from programmatic ads. What's your take on this? Essentially, my question is, you know, will programmatic ads be the new normal?
Yeah, I truly think so. At Zaxxas, we actually think all media will be digital one day and all digital media will be programmatic. I mean, just over the last, I don't know, 3, 4 years, 5 years, if you look at what we used to do with, you know, the publishers partners that we used to do, the type of partners that we used to work with, and where we are today, you know, you are seeing more and more partners and types of digital channels becoming programmatic. The most recent one, I would say, out of home, digital out of home. Those bus stop screens that you see?
Yeah.
So those, they obviously weren't digital before. They became digital. And the last year or so, more and more of these digital screens are now accessible programmatically.
Right. You know, even the Lyft lobby, some Lyft lobbies, they've got those as well. Those are quite enjoyable, by the way, while you're waiting for the Lyft. I've been speaking with Josh Quek, Managing Director for Zaxxas Singapore. Josh, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.